Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned into Press TV's World News. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being aboard. First story takes us to the U.S. this hour, where President Donald Trump says he does not need to get Europe on board to put pressure on Tehran, despite his refusal to recertify the nuclear deal.
I told him, just keep making money. Don't worry about it. We don't need you on this. You just keep making money. When Iran buys things from Germany and from France and from the various, you know, by, you know, billions of dollars, even us, you know, they were going to buy Boeings. I don't know what's going to happen with the deal. We'll see what happens with the deal. But when they buy those things, it's a little harder for those countries to do something. Would they do it if I really was insistent? I believe they would. I told them, just keep making money. Don't worry. We don't need you on this one.
Speaking in an interview with Fox News on Sunday, Trump said he would get along with all of his European allies as they continue trade with Iran. The U.S. president made the remarks more than a week after he decertified the deal signed between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries, leaving its fate to Congress. In response, the European Union said it is determined to preserve the deal. Several European countries, especially Germany and France, have also made it clear that they respect the landmark agreement and would continue trade with Iran despite Washington's pressure. Crossing over to Washington, D.C., joined by Mr. Michael Springman, American attorney and former diplomat. Thanks so much for being with us. Lots of entertainment coming out of Washington, Michael Springman. This time, Donald Trump saying that he doesn't need Europe. Your take on this side of things now and talking about the JCPOA.
Well, it looks to me and sounds to me like total confusion on Mr. Trump's part. He won't certify the agreement, says he doesn't need Europe to go along with his views on Iran. And at the same time, says he won't oppose European trade with Iran. It's remarkably strange and confusing. I've seen reports saying that the agreement resembles the language in the Vienna Convention of what actually a treaty is. Yet at the same time, the U.S. Department of State says that this JCPOA is not a treaty. And we just go back and forth on this thing.
How dangerous in general do you think it is, this aura of total confusion and chaos that continues to come out of Washington, not only for the United States itself, but for the world? And not, we're not just looking at JCPOA now, we're looking at in general.
Exactly. You've got the situation where the United States word at the very highest levels, the President and Department of State, cannot be taken for granted, that it makes no sense to conclude agreements and then in the same breath and a few days later say, no, we're not going to abide by these agreements. And so it's very dangerous on whatever you conclude. Are we still on?
I hear you. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. You can't trust the United States in anything, that it's total confusion. And if it's something serious like starting a war, ending a war, or giving aid and support to another country, the United States may say on Monday we'll do it, and on Tuesday we won't do it, and on Wednesday we might do it. So it's you need stability and to be able to believe a government when it says what it says. Otherwise, it's total confusion and extremely dangerous to all parties in the area.
All right, thank you so much for being with us out of D.C., American attorney and former diplomat, Mr. Michael Springman.